Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. Earlier this year, the California Cotton Ginners Association and the California Cotton Growers Association joined together to create the California Cotton Ginners and Growers Association. Having worked together on critical regulatory and legislative issues concerning the cotton industry in California, it made sense to officially combine resources. Roger Isom is the president and CEO of the newly formed association. He noted the amount of acreage expected to be planted this year.
You know, with the increased water allotment, although it's not what it should be, this is planting time. And, you know, if it stayed like it is today, it'd be fine, but it keeps cooling off. So it's tough to get it started and get it going. Although we do have guys that have planted and guys that are planting. So we're looking for a good year. We've got an increase in acreage and we're optimistic. Second year in a row that we've seen an increase in acreage. And so things are looking promising.
More from Roger Isom after this.
Phytophthora is a soil fungi present in much of the soil throughout the state. And when conditions are right, the fungi will flourish and become a serious problem, especially for almond orchards. Garrett Gilcrease is an agronomist for Syngenta, a crop protection company. He said all that great rainfall throughout the state could be setting up the almond orchards to a serious decline by Phytophthora.
When things get really, really warm, that root system might not be able to sustain everything that tree needs. And yes, it can ravage orchards.
But he said Ritamil Gold is here to help.
It's a soil-applied fungicide.
And how should it be applied?
Micro-irrigation, sprinkler, drip irrigated. That's a preferred method because it's so efficient in putting that product down.
Contact your pest control advisor on the benefit of Ritamil Gold for Phytophthora.
The wet and cool weather has put a hold on some growers planting as they wait for soil temperatures to warm up a bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, you need it to be about 60 degrees or more and have that optimum planting temperature so that seed pops out with the vigor that it needs to make the plant. And that's what we're just holding out for, waiting for that optimum temperature.
The association represents all of the estimated 500 to 750 cotton growers throughout the state. Isom offered some details regarding where the prices are for cotton.
It's better. It's not great. It's not where we'd like to see it, but it's certainly pretty good. And other commodity prices like tomatoes and that aren't nearly what they have been in the past. So right now, cotton looks very attractive. You know, got good, decent seed price. So not just the lint, but the seed as well.
This is California Ag Today.